Warning, due to the holiday weekend and uncertain weather conditions due in Hurricane Dorian, I'm phoning this one in. Literally. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2018.
Each week we bring you the stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
we go back in the archives to bring you the answer to a question we hear about pretty frequently from our listeners. That question being, who the hell is Tracy and why should she kiss Phil's ass? Phil, are you ready to go back in time?
I don't want to talk about it.
Before we get started this week, I want to let you guys know about the Southwest Florida True Crime Fans Meetup. We are going to be co-hosting this event with the Paradise After Dark podcast. That's Lauren and Ken. We had them on our show back over a year now. But this is going to be in Naples, Florida at Pelican Larry's on the corner of Immokalee Road and Collier Boulevard. And that's going to take place Sunday, September the 15th, starting at 4 p.m. And you can find more info on our website and our Facebook page. And I will be, as usual, at Fancy Southern Cafe on Thursday nights for Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz. And that is, like I said, at Fancy Southern Cafe on Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And on Wednesday, I will be at the Brass Tap in North Naples from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And that is for the Trivia Factory trivia. And both of those games are free to play, and you can win food and other prizes. So without further ado, we'll get started with our first segment. So like we mentioned before, we've had a lot of people ask about who is Tracy and why does she have to kiss Phil's ass? Well, to answer that question, we have to go almost all the way back to the beginning of the podcast to see where we first introduced Phil's complicated relationship with clowns. This first story is from episode 4, titled Clown, Crook, Shark, and Dolphin. Take a listen.
So you don't want to talk about the clowns?
No, I'm not doing the clown one.
It's like you're...
I'm not doing the damn clown. I'm not reading the story about the clown.
But it's your like...
Nope, not going to do it.
It's your dream clown encounter.
No, it's not. I don't dream about clowns. No, I'm not doing it. You can read it.
Yeah! You're going to die, clown! You think that's funny? I don't hear you laughing now!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Come on!
Suck, you stupid clown! Come
on. Our first story tonight. Florida man wearing clown mask attacks pizza guy and is shot to death. This one comes to us from WFLA.com. A man wearing a clown mask attacked a pizza store worker Saturday night. The Holly Hill Police Department said a Little Caesars employee was exiting the restaurant after closing just before midnight when he was attacked by a man in a clown mask. That's like your biggest fear in life, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it.
The worker told authorities that the attacker hit him with a wooden post until it broke, and then brandished a pair of scissors and attempted to stab him. Broke a wooden post over the poor Little Caesars guy.
Not going to talk about it.
Officers said the victim then pulled out his concealed gun and shot the attacker multiple times.
Well, now I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Now I'll talk.
That's why I said this was your happy place.
Now I'll talk about it.
Okay.
So do you have your concealed license?
I do not.
You need to get that. Maybe we can put that as a goal.
Okay.
Maybe we put that as a to-do for 2018.
Okay. Yeah, and we can do video of me taking the test and put that on our Patreon bonus.
Was that really content. A test?
There's no test for it?
No, you don't take a test. You said you have to go to the class, and then you have to shoot.
Right. Know, that's what I'm talking about. The
You just got to point and pull the trigger. I mean, it ain't like you just need to prove that you can actually shoot the gun. So we're going to put that on our to-do list, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Authorities said that they found the accused attacker unresponsive in the parking lot behind the restaurant with a clown mask and scissors nearby. The man was taken to Halifax Health Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Officials said the employee was also hurt in the exchange. Yeah, they broke a wooden post over his head. The name of the man who died has not been released.
Yeah, I'm not one to advocate, but this is...
He was asking for it.
Well, he had a clown mask on. I mean, right there. That's I'm not hating on all clowns. So anybody listening to the episode and you are a professional clown or even an amateur clown, I'm not hating on you. I just don't like clowns.
Yeah, I don't think this was a professional or even an amateur. I think this was just a dude with a clown mask on.
He ran out of pantyhose? He couldn't just use that?
I guess, you use what you've got around you.
Couldn't find the pantyhose?
I don't have pantyhose in my house, do you? Well, I guess maybe I do. I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, well, my wife probably has.
Are you sure? Your wife?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm not the one that handles panties all day.
Hey.
But no, this guy, I mean, obviously it was after closing, so he was expecting
He got robbed. I mean, this was a rob. The guy put on the thing kudos to the man with the concealed weapon that was able to protect himself, which is the point of having, for the reason for having a license and being able to conceal is to protect your life, and he did that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what the Little Caesars policy is. I know some of these corporate companies don't allow you to carry.
You know what, how about you fight that one after the fact?
Yeah, good point. We'll see if this guy loses his job or not over that, but yeah, he did what he had to do.
Okay, that story prompted our first contact with Tracy, who left Phil a message on our voicemail about his commentary. Here's that clip of our reaction to meeting Tracy via V-mail from episode number 6, 5 turtles, 4 tortoises, 3 aliases, 2 monkeys, and a racist.
All right, so we received a voicemail this week. And before we talk about it, why don't we just play that voicemail?
Oh, sure. Go ahead and play it. That's a beautiful idea. That's great. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's Tracy from the International Clown Association. First off, I just want to say that Joel, you're a golden child, and the world does not deserve to hear your sweet voice over the airwaves. Now, the reason for my call here today is Phil. You see, it is my job here at the International Clown Association to find social media influencers and public figures who might incite violence against clown folk. With your unfounded fear of clowns being well documented on this podcast, I just want you to know, Phil, that you are being watched. At all times. Forever. We will ensure, through constant and unceasing surveillance, that you will not continue to disparage the name or reputation of clown professionals, clown peoples, or those who sexually identify as clowns any further. Okay, with that being said, y'all just keep on keeping on. Joel, you're a spectacular specimen that can do no wrong. And Phil, good luck.
So there you go. That's our second voicemail. That's our second voicemail. First one was actually me. I'm just checking to see if it works.
This was an actual
voicemail. So, yeah.
So how does it feel to be under surveillance, Phil? You've had a couple days to digest this.
I have. I've thought about it a lot, and I'm actually okay with it. This voyeurism thing. I think I'm actually good with it.
You like it when they watch?
I'm not one to brag, but I will in this case. So, yeah, we first voicemail from a listener, from someone, whoever you are. You freaking laughed my ass off.
Tracy from the International Clown Association did say that they monitor social media and other online presences of note. So apparently we are an online social
media, right?
Of note.
Yeah, he didn't have a problem with you.
No.
He lit my ass up.
He liked me. Tracy had nothing but good things to say about me, so.
Yeah.
I know who to insult and who not to insult.
Whatever.
I'm being recorded.
Whatever.
Well, after that, all seemed pretty quiet from then on, until our Halloween episode last year, when we reported on a story about people dressing up like clowns. Our friend Chris was visiting from South Dakota, and he joined us on this episode. Here's a story from episode 24, Halloween 2018, with Key West's Robert Eugene Otto and Thomas Rowe from the Hotel Don Cesar.
Phil, do you want to read a final story?
Oh, shit, you're going to make me read now?
Yep.
All right.
https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/ Wait, is this the story?
I'm pretty sure that's the link to the story. You might want to go to the next page.
Oh, okay. Oh, here it is. All right, I got it. Okay.
The big headline.
From the Sun Sentinel? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, bitch. No.
Yep, you got to read this one. Yep.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck me. All right.
No. No. Wait. Got to take my dinner first, Phil.
I'm not taking any dinner. I bought you two beers. That should be enough. All right. This is from the Sun Sentinel, which is a newspaper, I'm assuming.
Yes.
All right. As Halloween draws near, creepy clowns... No.
Yeah.
Gosh, damn it.
You like clowns, Phil?
I can't stand fucking clowns. As Halloween draws near, creepy clowns are continuing to wreak havoc across Florida. In Melbourne, two men wearing clown costumes were arrested after threatening various people with a baseball bat and axes. Three separate incidents involving the costume men were reported over the course of 5 days, which consisting of aggressive death threats initiated by one or both of the men. See? Stay the fuck away from clowns. The first incident was reported on October the 15th, 2016, when at least one of the men lunged towards a person and threatened to kill them. The creepy clown trend in Florida appears to have started in the mid-September of 2016, after a report of clown sightings surfaced across the country.
This has been going on over 2 years now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still confused why people think this is a good idea.
It's an invitation to get your ass kicked.
Yeah. I know. It's just going to be that one guy they threaten that has a concealed carry, blows him away, and it's going to be over.
You know what? Chris is very, very, very
That was a story.
Tonight. Yeah, that was, actually.
Social media.
And if he would have listened to the podcast, he would know that our first clown story was about a concealed carry guy who was
at a pizza delivery place.
Pizza delivery guy that got attacked by a guy in a clown mask, shot the guy and killed him.
Then
we did, we got a phone call. Actually, we got a voicemail from.
Oh, yeah.
From a clown?
From a clown.
Well, we got it from the International Clown Association. Scary. All right. Social media post of the stone-faced clowns standing in barren areas gained traction online, alarming not just the public, but law enforcement agencies across the state.
They weren't doing nothing. They were just standing there.
Still creepy.
Creepy clown sightings have been recorded in Ocala, Palm Bay, and Gainesville. Of course, Ocala. In South Florida, the eerie trend crept into public schools, with social media threats targeting schools in Boynton Beach, Delray Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Lantana, and Oakland Park. In one instance, Fort...
It says answer me.
Really?
Hello?
Hey, is this Joel?
This is Joel. You're on microphone.
Oh, hey, Joel. This is Tracy from the International Clown Association. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Tracy. How's it going? I'm actually
doing great. Is Phil there with you?
He is. He can hear you.
Oh, hey, Phil. How's it going?
It was going great till just a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Well, hey, I just want to let you know, little birdie told me that you may or may not be talking about clowns right now. And I thought I was very clear in my last message to you about what we do when people talk about clowns.
I didn't choose the story. Joel made me read it.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to blame Joel. Okay. Well, you know, I think Joel is a golden child who didn't do anything wrong. And obviously, this is something I feel like is an issue with you. So I have my friend here. His name's Mr. Giggles. And Mr. Giggles is 6 foot, 7 feet tall. He's 375 pounds. He's an amateur heavyweight. And, well, he's also a resident of Polk County, as you can imagine. He doesn't like you too terribly much. And he just wanted me to call, give you a warning this time. Don't worry. You're not going to do a ticket or nothing. Just a little warning. And, you know, just keep your little mouth shut, okay?
Does Mr. Giggles know Grady Judd?
I don't know. Either if he knows him or not, I don't know. I don't keep up with his associations. They kind of scare me.
All right, so how would you like for me to proceed? Because we have to read the clown story, and now I'm getting threatened from the International Clown Association.
Well, if you want to just go ahead, you can read the story as long as you say it in a respectful manner and don't disparage clown people. How about that?
All right, fair enough.
Okay, all right, y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Tracy. We'll talk to you later. Go on, Phil.
I don't know where I was.
Somewhere in the school.
Yeah, in one instance, Fort Lauderdale High.
In one instance, Fort Lauderdale High went on lockdown after receiving an anonymous call that said students would be shot if they left school grounds. The Palm Beach Sheriff's Office and Miami Police have issued public service announcements to address the problem, emphasizing that donning a clown mask with the intent to harm or disturb others could lead to arrest. The Broward Sheriff's Office is also advising the community to avoid dressing as a clown on Halloween.
See, Chris, you were absolutely right. Don't dress up like a clown. You okay, Phil?
Somebody needs to get me another drink.
You got one right there, Phil.
Yeah, you got a full glass.
Oh, it's bigger than it was last time.
Yeah.
Is it bad? I'm still waiting for a clown to show up in the window.
Shut the fuck up, Chris.
I'm like, phone call. There's going to be a clown come out the window sometime.
Fucking Tracy.
This recurring message from law enforcement agencies around the nation, dressing as a clown and disturbing others could have serious, severe repercussions. To avoid dangerous situations, residents should take caution.
Yeah, so basically the message from our law enforcement is, if you're not an actual real clown, don't just dress up like a clown to go around scaring people. That's not nice.
All right, we're going to have I'm not a huge fan of Bill Maher, but just stealing one of his themes from his show, New Rules. Oh. We have a new goddamn rule, all right?
That's the best segment on that show.
I refuse to be participant, led into, ridiculed, forced, or coerced into reading any more fucking clown stories.
All right, from now on, I will read all clown stories.
Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
So, folks, next week apparently will be a solo Florida Men podcast.
Bring it.
You do know what tonight is, the night that this episode actually airs.
Well, the 30th. Hallows
the
30th. Eve.
Oh, no. All Hallows Eve is the 31st. That's Halloween. Oh. The night before.
Mischief night.
Devil's night.
Ooh. Sounds like fun.
Bring it. I got an AR-15, AK-47, and tons of Glocks. Get it. All right. No, I'm not going to shoot a clown. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to jail over a fucking clown. But.
Whatever happened to that clown that you hid in the club trailer?
I threw it away.
Oh, you climbed
I threw it away. I couldn't deal with him. Motherfucker was. I had him hanging up in the garage, and he kept looking at me. And I finally, yeah. I punched him in the mouth.
But. Yeah, is that why the nose was all? Yeah, smushed in?
Yeah, because I punched. Look, that was the night that he fell out. I punched him because I didn't. I punched him in the fucking nose, and it bent his nose.
Oh, that was great.
And then the voice thing went off, and it started laughing at me.
Just so we're clear for Tracy, this was not an actual clown. This was a clown, like, inflatable statue type thing.
It was a little Halloween creepy thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's like that It movie, but plastic.
It did look like the original Pennywise, yeah.
Yep, pretty much, yeah. Yep. Yep, somebody still owes me a new pair of shorts.
Well, you weren't wearing your brown pants, Phil?
They were after it was over.
And the very next episode, my brother Travis left us a email expressing his displeasure with Tracy's continued threats. This final clip is from episode 25, Shopper, Dropper, Drowner, and Driver.
We actually got a voicemail from Travis, too, and he had something to say about our surprise guest from last week, the Halloween episode. So I'm going to play that for you now.
All right, you two fucking jack monkeys. Hey, this is it's Travis, also known as Joel's younger, kind of dumber. But better looking and funnier, brother.
Better looking, funnier, dumber. Yeah, definitely. And he is younger too. Balder too. Balder. That's for
just play the damn thing.
I gotta weigh in. I've been listening to every episode. I gotta weigh in on this clown bullshit. I got to side with Phil on this. Fuck those fucking clowns and that stupid Tracy bitch. I'm going to tell you what. Phil, I think she threatened you. All right? She gave an actual threatening message when she said she's got some 6'7", 280-pound amateur MMA clown boy with her. Fuck that. You know what amateur MMA fighter means? It means he's a pussy and he can't fight. And you know what stops a pussy that can't fight that thinks he can? My motherfucking Glock 19. Two to the chest, one to the head, bitch. Fuck that Tracy, bitch.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I stopped it for a minute. Tracy's a girl?
Yeah, Wes, I was about to say that. We don't know for certain that Tracy is a girl.
Yeah. Tracy could be a male or a female name.
It's kind of like Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Exactly. All right. Moving on.
And I am with Phil on this. These clowns? No. Not happening. Everybody thinks they're it or fucking Pennywise or whatever that fucker's name is. Hey, no more of this clown bullshit. And I'm done with the clown stories. And anytime that Tracy bitch calls again, block that call. Fuck that chick. Totally on Phil's side on this.
Hell yeah. You guys
entertaining the thought of letting these clowns take over the show. This is bullshit.
So my brother has some anger issues.
I like him. Never met him, but I like him. I like the asshole myself.
He's on your side with the with the whole clown thing.
Yep, so it's at least got one vote.
All right. But he's up in Michigan, so if you need
help me at all.
Not really.
Hope you better come up with something with a little more range than a Glock 19.
And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you'd like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman, or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes. We got a couple things we want to thank our listeners for. Marilee sent us some snacks and gear, and Heather M sends us a tip and said the next pack of Coke Zero and bag of sunflower seeds is on me.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, David, at the Tampa tier, Stephanie, Long Since Past Podcast, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kurt, Colin, Roxanne, and Matthew from Washington State, at the Tallahassee tier, Heather and Josh, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Erica, Koneth, Nicole, and Matt, at the Daytona tier, we have Katie and Jessica, at the Orlando tier, we have the Coasties and Tiffany, #CallMeTiff, and at the Miami tier, we have Travis. And we have a new patron at the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle B. Thanks, you guys.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is applied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast. And don't imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded in the Florida Men Hurricane Bunker in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed in my wife's hospital room. Heal up quickly, my love.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Hello, boys. I know it's been a while since we last spoke. Unfortunately, those of us at the International Clown Association have been extremely busy of late with the upcoming release of that horrible, one-sided, nasty, anti-clown movie that I will refrain from naming. Anyway, the reason I'm calling today is because it has been nearly a year since I last let Phil know that his attitude toward clown folk was lacking and that he would be under observation. Ever since that conversation, Phil, you have proceeded to test my patience with your less than creative sign-off, commanding me to kiss your ass. The first time y'all did that just so happened to be on Halloween. Well, I've decided that I might need to pay y'all a visit to discuss your little catchphrase in person. I have decided on the anniversary of your debut of said catchphrase as the perfect opportunity for you to find out what happens when a clown stops clowning. clowning around. Joel, you keep on being that wonderful person you've always been. The International Clown Association thanks you for your continued support of the clown community. And Phil, I'll see you on Halloween.
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside, it's Florida man. Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Hi everybody, it's Mac Jackson, and I'd like to invite you to three of my podcasts that are on iTunes and Stitcher. The first is the Never Gets Old podcast. My co-host, Nathan Schell, and I discuss everything in TV, movies, music, and comics, and swap stories about our exciting everyday lives. The second is the MacGyver podcast, where we discuss Richard Dean Anderson, his television shows, and the positive influence that it's had on us every day. The third podcast is the new MacGyver SG-1, an independent audio series. With the continued adventures of Jack O'Neill, MacGyver, and finding out that they're twin brothers. Check them out on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere good podcasts are played. And also, please leave us a good rating and a nice review, and look for our Facebook pages. And follow me on Twitter at Mac W. Jackson. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you at the next adventure.